caught in self-centered dream, holding to self-centered thought. In a way, this is nonsense. How can you be caught? And yet, these are the most important words for us when they occur, caught, holding, because it's most important to notice, and that the effort of noticing is most important, to notice it and then to feel and experience, so to speak, the caught or the holding. Master Yunmen says, everyone is light. Everyone is light. How can you catch or be caught by light? How can you hold light? How can light hold? How can you catch experiencing? And yet, we believe we are holding. We feel like we are caught. Or worse, we don't even notice when we are caught, but we are acting on the basis of that, holding to what we are caught, acting out and reacting, maybe only noticing the consequences, the following along with that, or maybe not even that, and just proceeding with reactions that we can call greed, anger, and all sorts of confusions. How can you catch what is not too? How can you notice what is not too? Yet, Yunmen says, everyone is light. And yet when you look for it, you don't see it. It is dark, obscure. So what is light? What is this he means? We can play at catching what is not to. In a way, if I grab one hand with the other, it's catching, even though it's all me, both hands are just me. We could play at it and also be fooled by it, get fooled by it in our life, make trouble because of it. Even sometimes hitting one hand with the other and then becoming angry, sad, confused. Of course, one hand is not the other. If I'm right-handed, if I sign with my right hand, I sign a document, I know it's very different than if I try to sign with my left hand. There's a different signature. It feels different. If you are a ball player, you might have one hand that you prefer to throw the ball with. Or if you're a golfer, you prefer using one hand at a certain place and the other hand in another place. And you notice the difference when you switch hands. It is necessary and vital, despite not to, it's vital to be this experiencing and to notice the attachment or the holding when it arises, when the beliefs are running us, so to speak, or when we're running after the beliefs. So we have to attend to this, attend in zazening, attending to courtness, to holding, to, if I'll use a word, toing. When we make toing of self and other, and to notice the opportunity, therefore, to neither identify with and hold on to the emotion thoughts, nor to push them away, reject, but instead be this moment, this experiencing. I can call it momenting. This momenting, excuse me. There's a useful analogy which many of us are familiar with in the poems connected to the sixth ancestor, Wei Neng, the poems about a mirror. I'll read the two poems and talk a little about it. You probably are familiar with these. The first is the poem written by Xinshu, which is, the body is the tree of Bodhi. The mind is like the stand of a bright mirror. Moment by moment, wipe the mirror carefully. Never let dust collect on it. In a way, we could think that when we say the words caught or holding, we're referring to that, to cleaning a mirror. And yet, though that might be important and useful in our life, we also have to be aware of the fundamental point that the sixth ancestor made in his responding poem. Bodhi is not originally a tree, nor has the bright mirror a stand. Originally, there is not a thing. So where can any dust collect? Where can we be caught in holding? And yet we find we act as that, holding, believing, following along. So caught and holding are skillful means for what is never so. A mirror naturally reflects light. If I say this universal life light that we are, there is no mirror, there is no dust. And if we see our practice as fixing a mirror or removing dust, and that's as far as we go, then we are endlessly entangled in that kind of improvement. See, being entangled, our practice is taking good care of entanglement. Then mirror, dust, light, all this wonderful life. So let me read Yunmen's complete quote. He says, everyone is light. When you look for it, you don't see it. It's dark, obscure. He asks his assembly, what is light? And he answers on behalf of those assembled, the kitchen pantry and the main gate. Then he adds on, a good thing is not as good as nothing. So if the mirror that reflects the light of our life has all sorts of pictures and filters on it, and we believe those, and we believe those to be something that creates trouble, then it's caught in self-centeredness and holding and following along the dreams that needs our practice attention. Then the habits of anger and greed and confusions need our practice effort, so that in zazening, we can notice these, we could allow these to be let go of, to be seen through, if I say it more, to be seen through so that they come and go. They are the light, and yet they don't hinder us. We don't solidify them and make them solid. Even more, it's important, if we are working in this way, to notice what Joko called core beliefs, which are, if I use analogy, underlying distortions that the mirror of the light gives circumstances that appear in the mirror, which result in us misperceiving what's so. So the core beliefs lead to our reactions. Light is just light. Light is not distorted, and nevertheless, in this fluid mirror, we can get caught, misperceive, and misunderstand. So, all sorts of weeds we misunderstand, all sorts of twigs and leaves, colors we misunderstand. Dogen reminds us, practicing and experiencing this brightness, if I say it, this lightness, we are Buddha, we become Buddha, sit as Buddhas, experience as Buddhas, and then this lightness, this brightness of the hundreds of weeds that is our life is already the roots, stems, twigs, leaves, fruit, flowers, light, color. Never something added on or taken away. Our living and dying, that's the end of Dogen's quote. Our living and dying is the coming and going of brightness. Coming and going of light. Not more or less. Then, no birth, no death. Being brightness, whether we know it or not, this enables us to taste, to see, and realize this that we are. And yet, the more we do so in practice, in experiencing, in manifesting this, the more we can manifest this in our relations with all beings. So I'll paraphrase Dogen. Practice and experience are not non-existence. They are brightness being tainted. Practice is always exactly where you are. Exactly who you are, and exactly where you are is the whole of the brightness, the whole of the light. And in this light is ongoing practice effort, including seeing where we refuse to be light, to be brightness. Being so, doing so, right here, ordinary functioning is the brightness, light revealing itself, revealing ourselves. Thank you.